God is going to disturb the peace. In the spirit realm, we are warriors. I must decrease and he must increase. The wilderness of my generation killed so many of us, but the wilderness was preparing warriors of the next generation. Next generation. The rain is about ready to come. Prophecy has a way of making bones rattle and movement begins to take place. You are being called into this Nazarite leadership of an army. It is a musical army. They are the Nazarites, and their music is going to shake thrones and kings. And it's not just about being great musicians. In the spirit realm, we are warriors. It's about men that are really, and women that are really saying, God, we're not content with a nice CD. God's going to raise a dead generation. And we're not content with a label. The rains are beginning to fall. We don't even care if our name is even out there. All we want to be is a voice. All you want to be is a voice. We're in a prayer revolution. And you could live it out in secret for the next 20 years. Totally behind the curtain. God will bring you out of the curtain. And you'll have a voice that can shake a whole nation. I believe it is possible that a nation can turn back to God. Maybe it's on you now. All I know is this. He's going to do something with the musicians of America that's going to reap the greatest harvest in history. We're his voice in the earth. It's not going to be those who are looking for a name. He's coming. He is coming. Voice does not come by self-promotion. And the church is arising in prayer day and night. They would rather influence heaven than influence men. It is a Nazarite extreme fasting and praying, holiness confrontational kind of movement. And if you can influence heaven, you'll have no problem influencing men. The first one up gets the command. The expression of Christianity will be changed in one generation. He's going to do something with the musicians of America that's going to reap the greatest harvest in history.